Hello, lovies, and welcome to Divine Self-Discovery. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Maddie, and today I just wanted to make a short little recording, and I wanted to speak about how we really are our own worst enemies. I feel as though the reason why a lot of us have trouble saying that is because we struggle with self-accountability. And I absolutely get that, because I used to be in a place where I used to blame other people for everything, for where I was mentally, emotionally, physically. I used to blame others for everything. I know it's not easy to look in the mirror and say, I am my own worst enemy. I am in my own way. But once you realize that nobody is coming to rescue you, that you have to rescue yourself, it becomes a little bit easier to start taking accountability for where you are in life. A lot of us are in our own ways, in the way that we think, the way that we overthink about a situation, and we start creating these fake things that are not even real in our heads, or we worry about something that hasn't even happened, or just a whole bunch of things mentally and emotionally that is keeping us stagnant. But once you realize that you are the creator of your own reality, that you can change the way that you think, the way that you feel by repetition, and then coming after that is your behaviors start changing. The way that you act, the way that you speak to yourself starts changing. After you do enough repetition for your mind, for your emotional health, you start to see that there's going to be a shift in the way that you behave. And once you see the shift in the way that you behave, you're going to see your life change. Because your life is the product of your behaviors, of your actions. This is why I always say that self-awareness is so important in the process of evolution, in the process of growth. Self-awareness and self-accountability is so important. It's one thing to be self-aware and know that you have a problem. And it's another thing to act and start taking the proper steps to change it. Not just for yourself, but for other people, because other people deserve the best you that you can be. You deserve the best you that you can be. I remember I used to be in a place where I used to blame people for everything. You know, we go through childhood traumas. Well, some of us go through things as children that kind of shape us into who we become as adults. And I used to blame a lot on my past and things that have happened to me in the past. But it wasn't until I was able to look in the mirror and face myself and realize that my life is my responsibility now, and realize that my mental and emotional health are my responsibility now. Realizing that nobody is coming to save me, that I have to save myself. That's when things began to change for me. And I know it's not easy. Self-accountability is not easy, especially when you're someone who carries such a huge ego. It is not easy, and it'll take repetition. It takes work. Just like learning something new, you have to practice it in order to evolve mentally and emotionally, spiritually. It takes repetition. It takes daily spiritual practice, daily self-care practice. Sometimes we don't realize that we are our own worst enemies. The moment that we realize that is a moment that we can begin making change in our lives. Anyways, I hope that you guys enjoyed this really short recording, and I will see you next time, my friends. Namaste.